This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Jerry Jeudy in the post game. Jerry Jeudy was amazing yesterday.
9 catches, 235 yards. Seemed like he was open the entire game. The entire game, he was just running free. Who was that guy?
235.
Who was the dude they had on him? Not their shutdown, lockdown, supposed defensive player of the year corner. Who did they have on?
Well, they trailed him for like
doing?
Two plays. Like everybody's talking before the game, like Patrick Surtain and him. This is going to be something to watch. Patrick Surtain was on him for him like two plays,
and they were like two first downs.
Then it was Levi Wallace the rest of the game. You'd rather have Rusty Wallace out there for the game.
I could not believe it, and they just never.
You'd
really
rather have Marcellus Wallace out there for the game.
Yeah, they never really adjusted. What a total freak show performance from Jeudy. And it's been a 5-game stretch that he's looked like a number one wide receiver. And I've seen the debates because I've thought, you know, with Deshaun Watson, I'm like, great, we traded for a Jag. We traded for a guy that is not commanding any kind of a presence. It's not like defenses are, even though last night, even with him dominating, defenses are still really not rolling coverage over to him, which was weird. You're thinking the Pittsburgh Steelers will probably do that next week.
Yeah, you would think.
But he was good against Pittsburgh last week, obviously.
But your problem with him when he first got here was he would catch the ball. He was catching it when it was thrown to him, but he was going down right away. And a lot of that, in hindsight, is he was reaching behind him.
Yes.
These are out in front and giving him space to run.
Yeah, he's actually got an opportunity now, and the offense is clicking so much more. So it's as designed by the creators. So What a difference. But I did have a question because Jerry Jeudy was not only catching the touchdown and not only going off and open the entire game and just victimizing his former team, he was letting the crowd know it. He was letting the Broncos know it. He was letting Sean Payton know it. He was letting everybody in the Mile High City.
Sean Payton had a nice handshake at the end of the game.
I did wonder after the game, was he happier as a losing player in that locker room than he would have been on the team potentially going to the playoffs in the winning locker room, just not as many stats? Because you know the answer. He did not care that they lost that game yesterday.
Why would he not care that they lost the game yesterday? You just heard him say what he said.
9 catches, 235 yards, and a touchdown. He's a wide receiver in the NFL.
Mary Kay asked him if he cared.
Yeah.
Jerry, I'm sure you would trade in all of those yards to walk away from here with a victory.
Hell yeah. Yes, I would. Like, I had them, y'all. I need that W. I mean, that was just one step closer to get to the playoffs. We need that.
Do you believe him?
Sounds like a question I would ask, and exactly how I would ask it.
Serve that one up, huh? Leading the witness a little bit?
That's exactly how I would ask it. There's so much no so that you would way. Yell objection.
There's no way Jerry Jeudy would have been happier with one catch, 8 yards in the winning locker room than he was yesterday. 9 catches, 235, after he made this entire week about shoving it in the Broncos' faces for giving up on
now,
him.
Now, hold on. Can we do something a little bit more reasonable? Like nine catches for 235 is an exceptional day. Do I have to go to the other absolute opposite extreme, or can I settle for something like, I don't know, Marvin Mims had 3 for 105, so that's not really fun. Can I get a touchdown and 3 for 24, something like what Lucas Kroll got last night from the Broncos? Like, if he would have had a touchdown and they would have won.
Okay.
I'm
guessing he'd take the 9 for 235.
I'm not disgusted.
Would he switch with Woods? Could they switch?
Okay, 3 catches for, what did he get, 44?
Yeah.
43. 3 catches for 43.
Three first downs.
3 catches, no touchdowns, 43 yards. Yes, I think he'd trade it. Yeah, I think he'd trade it.
So you found the stat line to fit how you would accept this.
I do not believe it.
I do not believe it either.
I'm not yelling at you.
He was having the most fun of anybody on either team yesterday. I think he had more fun than Bo Nix. I think he had more fun than Sean Payton.
Well, wouldn't you have fun?
I think his...
You're an entertainer. You wouldn't have fun if you were out there doing that?
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I think the fact that they talked about him the entire time, the entire window of the national broadcast, it was about him. I think Troy Aikman was miffed at what Denver was doing to try to prevent him from...
Troy Aikman was disgusted.
He was disgusted with the Broncos' effort. I'm so confused as to why Sertan wasn't on him from start to finish. But it was an amazing performance. It does have me thinking very, very positively about what this could be like in a normal scenario with Jeudy, because that was the Atlantic. That was the guy coming out of Alabama. I mean, that's the high draft pick.
But immediately, your bedside manner is terrible, because it sounds like you make him out to be a lot of wide receivers that people have problems with.
Well, because I watched him. I watched his body language. Well, he was losing almost the entire game, and you would have never known it just by looking at
him. They were in the game. They had confidence in the game until the very end.
True. LeBron's defense has confidence in the entire game as they're dancing and pirouetting and putting together a very finely detailed, comprehensive dance after a turnover.
I think last night was from West Side Story, to be honest with you, but that's just me.
They're up for Tony Awards. They're up for Tony Awards for this season in their song and dance.
You're a brown all the way from your first cigarette. Never mind.
Can they take requests? Can you do Music Man next week? We're Phantom of the Opera. Mamma Mia. We should ask Roddy McLeod. What do you guys, as you're 3-9, what are you guys working on next week?
You almost had a pick last night.
You did.
So what do you want to ask about Jerry Jeudy? Was he secretly happy?
Yes. Was he secretly happy?
Do I think
happy?
He was secretly happy?
I don't even know if it was a secret. He seemed pretty happy.
Oh, no. You heard him. What he had to say to the fans afterwards. What
did
he say?
You fans can stick.
He would definitely want to win the game. But, man, I just think you're going down a bad alley. I think you're going down a bad road here. He came.
Well, you wouldn't
this.
Say that if you didn't think I was right. You would just dismiss it.
Because he's a wide receiver in the NFL.
You would just say, Lionel, we're moving on. We're not even making that a topic. It's so ridiculous.
No, he's a wide receiver in the NFL.
In fact, every ounce, everything that's coming out of your mouth is, you're right.
I'm not saying it.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
He's a 216-474-0092.
I was happy for him. That's the thing.
No, you're not. No, I know. Because there were certain people who were texting you during the game that you've been fighting about Jerry Jeudy about, and then they lost that game, and he balled out and looked thrilled while he was balling out. You went, I know what I got.
He was having a party last night.
And you know that that's how a lot of wide receivers do think of the NFL.
They do.
And so if I were to sit there and tell you that Jerry Jeudy's alone. If I said, no, it's not. Honestly, Jerry Jeudy's probably par for the course. Like if Courtland Sutton would have went out there and had, what did Courtland Sutton end up with last night? Courtland Sutton had
6 for 102.
If he had 9 for 235 and have been on the other side, Courtland Sutton, even though they would have fallen to 7 and 6, secretly would have been like, I'm balled out. That's the way they are.
Yeah.
It's just the way they are. And at times I haven't blamed him because I wouldn't want to run wind sprints all night long for a quarterback who can't find me. That's why there was certainly some problems with you-know-who and Amari Cooper, it seems to be, even though they're not really using him over at Buffalo. Of course, I don't know what stat line I take from a game that was played in 8 feet of snow. But
he's the hook part of hook and ladder.
You know, it's just when you say it like that, you know you're going to get you wonder why people cuss you out. When you say it like that tone, it's just not comfortable.
I figured it was common sense. I figured everybody saw it yesterday. That guy played with joy I've never seen before. They were losing most of the game, and then they lost the game.
They were close in the game. It wasn't like they were down by 30. This wasn't Lawrence Vickers doing the motorcycle in the end zone when they made it 30-7.
Oh, we've had some of those over the years. No doubt. That's why I know it when I see it. We've had enough experience with these guys.
That is a hell of a memory that even the booze, if I can remember that, the booze will never reach that memory, guys. 8 o'clock, John Greco. All right. Jerry secretly had, is that what you want to add? I can't ask that question.
Do you think he was happier in the losing locker room than he would have been in the winning locker room yesterday?
I'm not answering that.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.